Midori was a child prodigy who's been performing the music of Beethoven her entire life. But she just recently recorded Beethoven's only violin concerto for the first time. She did it with Festival Strings Lucerne. It's a new recording that celebrates Beethoven during this 250th birth anniversary year. That's what you're going to be hearing about this week on New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Midori, you're going to be doing a virtual concert for the Schubert Club International Artist Series coming up on November 10th. What will be on that program?
The recital I will be playing, it's a sonata program. It's a three-sonata program with Ieva Jakubowicz-Schutte. Consists of works by Grieg, Mozart, and Franck.
How are you feeling about performing virtually versus with a live audience who can respond in the moment?
There have been a few of these virtual performances, and as well as some performances with audience. And I think in either of the cases, the desire for us to communicate is very strong, as always. I think how we listen, of course, is always being sharpened. And I think that sometimes with the way that, with orchestras especially, we're having to socially distance and then could cause some issues with the distance with being able to hear. But I think it also, everyone really tries very, very hard and puts in an extra effort to blend and to listen to each other and to really have a cohesive sound. And so it has been very interesting, actually.
Well, it's all due to COVID-19, which has had a tremendous impact on everybody. And I'm wondering what you might have discovered about yourself during this pandemic. Maybe something that surprised you?
I think I'm figuring out that I'm really much more than I thought originally. I'm really not technologically oriented. It is a great stress, I think, for me to have to figure out all the different technologies. And I hope at the end of the day, I always hope whatever I did that day on Zoom or recorded something actually will be functionable, that I don't get a call the next day and say, gotta do it again, didn't work out. And I have gotten more than half the time I get responses, gotta do it again. I thought that it was a little bit better, perhaps, with technology, but I'm learning that I really am not. But I'm enjoying the process to a certain extent. I always enjoyed learning. So in any capacity, I'm just trying.
Your new solo recording celebrates Beethoven in this 250th birth anniversary year, and it, too, has been impacted by the pandemic. Can you share a little bit about how you were able to get this recording finished just in the nick of time?
I would say that this recording was something that didn't get affected by COVID. It was the last thing that I actually did, so to say, before the lockdown. Originally it was supposed to be recorded live with a performance. The performance was actually canceled less than, I think, 48 hours prior. We were already rehearsing at that point, planning to perform and make the live recording at that time. It got canceled. I was called off by the government, but we were given the permission to go ahead and make the recording. So it wasn't affected by COVID.
There's a number of violin works by Beethoven that you could have chosen to celebrate this big anniversary year. How did you settle on his only violin concerto and these two romances?
The two romances and the violin concerto, besides the triple concerto, are the only works that he wrote that we have left for violin and orchestra. We have chamber music, we have sonatas, but for orchestra and violin solo, we only have the concerto and the two romances.
And you wanted to do this work with the Festival Strings Lucerne, so that meant you had to choose music that would allow you to work with an orchestra, right?
Yeah. So it was wonderful to work with the musicians of Festival Strings Lucerne, and to have that closeness of really collaborating in a very chamber music-like manner. Indeed, it's a very intimate set of pieces.
What do each of these works tell us about Beethoven as a composer?
Well, it's very interesting because sometimes what I thought of, or what I thought that he might have been experiencing, is quite different from what we now know. To me, it's very difficult to imagine, for example, that this concerto was written in such a haste, which it was, but it doesn't come across that way to me. For me, this concerto is absolutely magical. I remember as a youngster, you know, to hear all these scales going up and down. And yet it sounds so incredibly beautiful that when these notes become a line, a musical line, a lyrical line, an emotional line, I was always mesmerized by this.
As you prepared Beethoven's Violin Concerto with the Lucerne Festival strings, what was most important to you as you were putting your signature on this piece?
I think it's always that I work collaboratively. I listen, they listen. We have a chain of reactions as we interpret together. And it was about learning to read each other, to listen to each other, to understand each other through the context of these pieces. I think the learning actually started a long, long, long time ago. And of course, this piece, or these pieces, I should say, except for the G major romance, which I learned a little bit later, these are pieces I know. I can't remember the time when I didn't know these pieces, at least by ear. And so, in a way, you have a lifelong sort of preparation leading up to this, and then life will go on after this also.
So you'll still have more to say.
It will keep developing. It will keep changing. Different partners, different circumstances, different contexts.
Is this the first time you've recorded this violin concerto?
Yes, it is.
Why was now the right time to make this recording?
I think that, it always is a question of timing as well. Artistic readiness, of course, but then also the timing and finding the right time and space. And it doesn't always come together easily. And this time it worked.
I read one review on your performance of the violin concerto, and it describes your performance as using a delicate approach, almost Beethoven in lace curtains. Do you think that accurately describes your intentions with this piece?
It is a very delicate work. It's a very detailed work. I find this concerto to be extremely beautiful, very deep, extremely lyrical. It is a very enriching work, a joyous work, very poetic, very imaginative. Everything about it is just amazing. And it just keeps flowing.
Do you have a favorite section that you'd like to bring to the forefront?
I think that favorite passage or favorite section changes with the different mood. And so it's not, because it's so well balanced and so beautifully written. I can't say once for all where my favorite passage is.
Could you walk us through each of the movements, please?
Yes, it's a concerto that starts is what actually ends up sounding rather mysterious, the first four beats on the timpani. That comes to haunt throughout. And there's a long introductory tutti. And it's not even introductory, it has so much in it already. And the violin starts with just broken octaves, then almost just simply segueing out of the orchestra. And then taking off on its own. But it's really interlacing throughout the movement, interlacing of different parts between the violin part, the solo part, the orchestra part, the wind part. It's beautifully intertwined. I think after the cadenza, the melody comes back. Each time this melody comes, it's slightly different. Whether it's from the point of registers or mood. And then it just ends, you know, in a very glorified way. Second movement actually is a set of variations. It's the music that actually makes you very calm. It's music that gives you hope. It's music that actually calms you. And then after a very short cadenza, starts this very jolly dance-like last movement. Which very much reminds me, at least, of certain passages, sections from the set of solo sonatas and partitas by Bach. We believe that Beethoven very much knew. And of course, the first publication of these Bach works was done by a friend of his, a very close friend of his at that point, Zimrock, who was also his publisher. And so I think that we like to speculate that Beethoven very much knew these scores and these pieces.
Beethoven was a very determined man who was almost a model for humankind. How have his achievements and what he stands for inspired you? And maybe that's even changed during these challenging times.
For me, the music of Beethoven is something I get completely lost in. I forget the passage of time, I forget the time passing. It makes you not notice the immediate complaints that you might have or the irksome things that may be going on. It just completely takes you over. It takes you into a different world. And that alone, I think, is very, very special. It's encouraging, it's motivating, and inspiring.
Getting lost in the music of Beethoven with Midori and Festival Strings Lucerne. If you're enjoying New Classical Tracks, the best thing that you can do for the show is to tell somebody else about it. Help spread the word and take a moment to rate and review us on your podcasting app. Thanks to Valerie Kaler, the producer of this podcast. This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.